if you turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Then the four immeasurables in English, right below that, and then in Tibetan. Te ata omune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata omune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata omune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam devadam dewe gyudam dempar yuchi du. Bottom of the pink sheet, you'll see Chen Rezig's mantra. Let's say that eight times, and then right above that, Green Tara's mantra, seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are free to go to their classes. If your child has never been to the center before, would you please accompany your child? Find out where to pick your child up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you enjoying the weather?
Oh, good, yeah.
Finally, we have nice weather.
So did we say the four images in English? I think we did say that. I think the prayer we just said, what is it called, the four immeasurables. What do you think about chanting in Tibetan? So we've been chanting in Tibetan. Does it make any sense when you say I think longest you are enjoying the tune, for I think that's good enough, I think. So meaning of that prayer, the prayer that we say for immeasurables, and what we are trying to do is, I consider that is like a universal prayer. So this prayer is supposed to help us. When you read in English, also you can also read this already, I think already translated in English. So when you read in English, so as I mentioned, His Holiness mentioned in many occasions whenever he came to West to give public talk. So what His Holiness is saying is, no, we don't need many, it's not lack of temples. It's not lack of religious organizations. It's not lack of, people saying prayers. People have been saying prayer throughout the centuries. What is lacking is attitude. Something here, inside, deep inside. So this meaning of this prayer is to... I think this thought is very good to have. So may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. This is good thought to have, regardless whether you believe in religion or not. This is good thought to have. That's, It makes your life more meaningful and happier, once you have this attitude. May all living beings, doesn't matter Christian, Buddhist, Islam, doesn't matter, all living beings, or may all human beings, regardless what they do, what they say, what they believe, you just love them equally, That's what we need. We need to love each other. So we need to care to each other, so doesn't matter Tibetan, American, we are same human beings. There's a whole idea behind this prayer is, how to develop this attitude, which is the source of all the happiness, So just want to share that with you, so So all living beings, deserve equally love, compassion. So what we can give to each other is love, compassion. So that's all we can give. So it's good for good for all the people, good for the society, good for the community, good for the countries. So that's what is lacking. We need more compassionate human beings. We need more open-minded people. So that's all, This prayer is to slowly hoping the message will sink into our heart. Then we see the world a little bit differently. Hoping that we can see the love out of, eyes of love, hearts of compassion. That's maybe how we greet people, out of love, compassion. So then people feel good. If people feel good, more likely people will do good. So that's good for the humanity. Just want to share that with you. So then, and this morning, So we did some meditations. What we are going to do, we are going to sit and probably think nothing. shall we try? So, I mean, not specific things, no. So we'll try, no. So, we did this, I think the first one was short, then the second one was a little bit longer. So, yeah, please not to think specific things, you know, so that's what it means, think nothing. You know. So we'll begin, see how successful we are going to be. You know. Maybe 1 minute or, okay. Too short. How you feel? Feel good? Can we go blank? So this meditation has been suggested usually, you know, I kind of make fun on that, so sorry to say, but you know, so some people say, oh, meditation means go blank, but that's not easy to go blank. So in this case, you know, there's teaching called emptiness. So before you meditate on emptiness, so that's what you do. You just sit there, you know, then think really nothing solid, you know. Means, we are not able to reach to the purity of, you know, body, speech, and mind. And every, I think, phenomena has, you know, pure nature. But we are not able to communicate with that because so many layers is put on, you know, so many, we project it so much. So because of this, very much hidden below layers, you know, so it needs to peel up one by one, almost like onions. So meditation on emptiness, I think it will help us, everything that we are experiencing in our life, we take it so seriously. We become so serious, you know. So, somebody who meditates on emptiness, how they see the world. They see the world is like a dream. No, it's not serious. No, it's like Let's say, there's kind of confusions between while you're dreaming and not really knowing that you're dreaming, and you see dream is like real. You know, of course, you know, you also, me, everybody, you know, so we go with dreams about things. And once in the blue moon that we recognize that you are dreaming. But most of the time, you know, so much anxiety, even though there's no elephant in the room, not physical elephant in the room, that you dream about, you're chased by elephant. Obviously, you know, the bedroom is not big enough to hold elephant, but there'll be no elephant. But there's so many anxieties, then you feel like you can't walk. Your hand is high, your kind of legs kind of get locked, you can't walk. All that, there's anxiety in the dream. So if you recognize that you're dreaming, so then, you know, all this fear will be free. So my point here is, you know, so a person who's meditating and who's trying to communicate with the ultimate truth, which is ultimate truth, trying to reach ultimate truth, and there are so many layers that put on, it's called conventional truth. That's called true truth. Right now, pretty much living with the conventional world, you're not really able to communicate with ultimate reality. And before that meditation, you know, then you just try to, that's what they suggest, you know, just sit there and, chi yang yila mi che. Chi yang means nothing. Yila mi means don't think anything. It's a difference between think nothing and don't think anything. It's a difference between don't think about anything or think nothing. And the last one is better. I think the second one is better. Think nothing. That's quite hard. But don't think about anything. That's probably a little bit better. That's something we can do, I think. But think nothing. That's probably longest mind is there, so people think something. So don't try not to think any specific things. That's what they say. You know, just sit there, try not to think anything. Little bit, you know, little while. So then from there, then you deliberately think about self. If it's come naturally, that's good. If it doesn't come naturally, then you need to think about, you know, say, if it's like me, Gishigelek, so I have to think about Gishigelek. If somebody calls Gishila, then that moment I think about me. So we need to put extra effort to bring that up. So then you analyze how that mind perceiving that self. Unfortunately, so much of that is like projected. Probably 99% is projected. So then you, you know, sit there. Then you say, okay, if you're thinking about some kind of, you know, difficulties, in Tibetan, you know, in Buddhism, what you do, this word is called Om Sambhava. Nature. Om Sambhava is nature of yourself, your body, your mind, this and that, everything. Om Sambhava. Shuddha is pure. But we are not thinking like that. We are not thinking pure of yourself. We are thinking something impure, or being so hard on yourself, being negative on yourself because of this and that. All kind of this, all like projected, pretty much projected. Fundamental is pure. Huh? Om Sambhava, then you're thinking nature, you know, nature of everything. Shuddha, pure. Similarly, Savadhamma means all existence. Nature is pure. So, then, in Tibetan word, you say, Tongpa Nyidu Chul. You know, you sit there, something comes up, worries, stress, anxiety, you just say, Tongpa Nyidu Chul. Means, this morning we have quite a bit of discussions, but in Tibetan word it makes perfectly sense, Tongpa Nyidu Chul, but unfortunately you don't know what I'm saying, Tongpa Nyidu Chul. So, Then you could say like become nothing or become empty. I'm not sure what's the best way to say. So this word Om Sambhavashita Savatama Sambhavashita Ham, after the way they translate in English, it says all become empty. So and that leads back to like chinang chunam, chi, external things that we experience. You know, friend, you know, then whatever we experience our day to day life, everything that's external. Chi, nang, internal. Stress, emotional problems, complications in the mind, so many, you know, difficulties, you know, that generated by mind, projections, all of the chinang, chi, outside, external. Nang internal, chinang chunam juma, like magic, illusion. What's the difference between magic and illusion? Same, yeah, illusion. So juma means illusions. Juma milam, dream. Chinang chunam juma milam tang tamya chonang. Mind is like clear lake. Tameso, clearly. Tameso, dasu chichindus. It's like the reflection of the moon in the clear lake. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. Moon is up in the sky, not in the water. But it looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. So many experiences, the things we experience in our life, we project. We project, you know, we put so many different layers, levels, project. Then so much problems created based on that, you know, and it's not based on that projections. So, Janachana, Jumamina, Tayasana, Dasu, Chijanaya, everything experienced in life, it looks exactly like very solid, but it's not solid as we think. It's like reflection of the moon in the clear lake. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. It's called reflections. And it's all relative. Relatives. Relative or relatives. Yeah, probably you can say both. Can you say both? Yeah, it's all relatives. Or also, it's all relative. Or it's all relatives we don't want. There's another kind of relatives that we don't want. Relatives, all relatives. So, what do you think? Do you think it will help? You know, this kind of material will help? You know, so like, but we don't analyze. No, we don't analyze. Means should not take everything so seriously. What we need to take very seriously is something, positive things. If you take very seriously, you will get benefit. Beyond that, everything, you know, this all negative things, if you take very seriously, there's no benefit. Oh. So Esa has a thinker of, the teaching of emptiness. If someone out there who thinks about emptiness, that's how they're supposed to see the world, It's like something like that. So then that practice, that very practice will help you when you are dreaming, it helps you to recognize your dream. Recognize your dream. So that's supposed to help you to recognize pardo. Pardo means, the state between death and birth. According to Buddhism, there's 49 days between death and birth. So much, first of all, you are 100%, you are completely confused because you don't know that you are dead. But you act like you are alive, which you are not alive, you are dead. And you just walk around there, you are wondering, why I'm not seeing sun, why I'm not seeing moon, because you are dead. You can't act like you are alive, you are dead. Once you recognize that you are in the part of the state, then you don't have to go through these unnecessary sufferings that created by confusion. Similarly, if you recognize your dream, so much, the difficulties that you experience in the dream, you don't have to go through. This is unnecessary, you don't have to go through. So then how you can recognize your dream if you see that doesn't mean it's not real. It is real. It's real. It's real. It's not, it's real as we think. But it's real, but it's not as we think. So then, treating everything like dream, supposed to help you to recognize your dream. So then, what they talk about, dream yoga, and like, what's it called, the lucid dreams, all of that, this practice. Eventually, goal is to help you to recognize when you are in the part of the state, to recognize that you are there. So that's the ultimate goal, but temporarily to help you to recognize dream. So that's clear, then dream state that you are sleeping. You are not awake. You should not act like you are awake or you are, then it's, that's called confusion. So how you can get over from that confusion? Only if you can recognize that you are dreaming, then you are free from that confusion, then you don't have to go through. Then you can do probably something in the dream. That's what they call dream yoga. Maybe something you can do. So, we can just sit and, beginning, try to think nothing specific. Then after that, deliberately put some effort and think about self and how you define, how you define yourself, how you define. And during that meditations, then there's a way to appeal, how you say, when you appeal or peel different layers, different layers. So this meditation has been taught to in order to benefit us. So when you say tongba ni du chur, you are not just saying, oh, it's become worried. When you thoroughly analyze what is worried, you can find, you cannot find. It's imputed by mind. You cannot find. Without analyzing, you call, this is a prayer wheel. No. When you thoroughly analyze, you can't really pinpoint the prayer wheel. So that doesn't mean prayer wheel doesn't exist, but it exists in different way. It doesn't exist the way we think. It exists in different way. Similarly, pain, mental complications, complicated relationship, your own life, other people's life, all of that, it's not as we think. It's not exactly the way it we think. So, I think when we are kids, when we are children, everything is a little bit different. We experience the world, but we experience a different way. We don't take everything very seriously. So that doesn't mean kids, they look everything like a dream. But, for them, something happens, they cry a little bit, also after 5 minutes, they are completely over it. Now, we know it takes a long time. Because everything's very serious, Everything takes very seriously. So we need to, maybe one way you can say going back to at the beginning. Or maybe to see everything like that, So when you say, when you think about, you start sit there, try to think nothing, when the worry comes up, and you say, in Tibetan word, you say, Tongba Ni Du Chul. I'm not sure how to say it in English. If you literally translate, become empty or become nothing. Become nothing doesn't mean nothing, really nothing. It means something very profound that we don't know. So that's emptiness. That's emptiness. Emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound that we are not familiar. So that's the way to get rid of all these projections, all these projections. So much has been projected. Otherwise, two persons looking at the same object, different feeling, different idea, different feeling. Why was that? That clearly shows, you think liking something doesn't exist 100% entirely from its own side. It's something to do with you. Otherwise, everybody can have the same feeling. So that clearly shows. So, dota, dota means, so when there's arrow, what do you call this, the one that you shoot arrow than one that has bow. Huh? Arrow, you know, is like, I'm not sure here, but in over there it's made out of a piece of bamboo. So then, actually there's no, they put feather, and the end. You put something there, it's not there. Called dota. Do means no feather. Ta means you put there something extra which is not there before. Similarly, that's what we do. You know, we just put, superimpose something. It's not there. Well, so now what you're seeing is you are seeing arrow with a feather. Well, actually, no, there's no feather there. You're just, you know, seeing that somebody put there. Well, that's what you see. So everything is like that, you know, projected through our mind. So, and see, please try and see. You know, if it doesn't work, then just leave it. So if it helps you, then, you know, please try, you know. So think something comes up, you know, while you are thinking, try to think nothing specific, something comes up, and you say, it makes perfectly sense when you say, Tongmanji to chur. Unfortunately, I'm going back to that. When you say Tongmanji to chur, it has some meaning. I'm not sure how you say in English, how you say. So, does it help? Empty emptiness, but that doesn't help. So, I'm not sure how to say. Oh, you need to learn Tibetan, which part you don't want to do. I know that kind of leads back. I'm thinking of karma. So I was wondering, you know, like, you have karma to hear teaching of, kind of like teaching of, this kind of like teaching on emptiness. You have karma to hear teaching of emptiness with this broken English. So I'm not sure how, when you created the karma. I was wondering myself, you know, so how in the world that I created karma to receive teaching from Lama Sopa Rinpoche within English. I very much like to Rinpoche speak Tibetan, fluent Tibetan. I prefer Rinpoche teaching Tibetan, then I can understand perfectly well. But which is not Rinpoche does, not Rinpoche teaching English. So I sit there hours and hours, try to get my head around, you know, so couldn't understand and say, how that comes to repeat, I have no clue. So anyway, so then I bother thinking about them. You know, I stop thinking about that. So anyway, so Tongmanji, I'm not sure how to say. Or maybe you can learn the Sanskrit word Sambhava Shuddha. It's not, which is not Tibetan language, it's Sanskrit. Sambhava, nature, Shuddha, pure. Well, there's one way to say nature, does it make sense? Like pure nature of war is pure? Like the pure nature of war is pure. Am I making any sense? Does it sound like kind of crazy? So, you know, emptiness of teaching is kind of crazy too. So, anyway, the point is, like, when you think about something, you know, you can't help, you know, this comes back, then you just say, Tongmanji de chur. So that's what I will say, Tongmanji de chur. Then again, say, so then, with that profound understanding of ultimate truth, then you rise. Okay, Tongbe ngang le. So, and usually you think something, you know, something like, you yourself some kind of divine figure, you know, in Vajrayana teachings. It's not something that you think, not meaningful, not worth it, not good looking, all of that, you know, so put so much negative being hard on yourself, you don't think about them all. You just think something really powerful, pure, you know, in some meditation you think yourself a Tara, not just some ordinary woman. And, you know, there's different practices. So what we should do, you know, what we should think, you know, what we should not think. What we should not think is something negative of ourselves. That's no good, no. I'm not just saying this and hoping that you'll come back next week. That's not my intentions, no. I'm not trying to say this just to make you happy. I'm just repeating what has been said. No, like 2,500 years ago, then after that it's been said repeatedly, again and again, again and again, said, you know, said again and again. So, out of that, you know, profound understanding, everything is not solid as I think, you know, that means, don't want you to choose. It's like dream. It's like mirage, you know. Like sun and the sand and the heat, and I see mirage. It's not something that, you know, you see all the time. It's all relative. In that case, no relatives. It's all relative. Then, you know, with that profound understanding, then you try, I think, what we should do, you know, what we should think according to what has been repeatedly said. We should think something positive. You know, positive. This is very important, I think, particularly in the Western world. You have, you know, all this wealth. You have so much food, nice road, nice park, and people still being very hard on themselves. Think something, you know, people say, I don't like myself, I hate myself. All of that is unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. So, helping yourself, begin with step by step. According to Buddhism, how to help yourself, begin with step by step. First step is precious human life. That's what we should think. What we should not think is something negative. What we should think about is something positive, called tanjor, precious human life. The life that you have is precious. And as I mentioned this morning, a couple of people also approached me, Gisela, it's so difficult to think something good about yourself. I agree, it's not easy, but you know, we must think something positive. Otherwise, thinking negative, if that become a habit, is not good. That means that you are pushing yourself to the darkness, then you cannot see. That's no good. So that's helping yourself. That's begin with the step by step. You know, initial step, first step is to think something positive. So then out of this profound understanding of what I just explained, you know, then there, from there, then you think as a Lenji nyebe tawe desan this, Lenji nyebe tawe desan this. Shinto nyega, so difficult to find, Shinto nyega. Chenche, meaningful. Shechu nes, needs to understand, that's how the life needs to be understood. That's how the life needs to be understood. Understood. That's how life should be understood, not other way around. What do you think? That's what they say. No, the helping yourself, that the initial first step is to think something positive. Oh, so meaningful. People say, oh, Gisela, my life is no meaning. Not true. It's not true. No. I don't agree. Based on Lam Rim teaching, I don't agree. It's not true. Oh, life is not worth to live. It's kind of heartbreaking to hear, you know, But we all experience something like that in our life. Sometimes the problem is overwhelming. Only option is left is like that. Oh, not to live a life. That's no good. No, that's no good. No, even though we all you know, experience that, but you know, it's unfortunate. So, Shinto Nyaga, so difficult to find, so meaningful. So that's how the life should be understood. Precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful, easy to lose. What you gain, that's exactly that in America you have saying that I learned that when I first came to this country in 1999. And Then after 3 months, I went to Indiana. His Holiness giving some teaching there. I went there. One of the center members taught me. At that time, I'm sharing my room with Dr. Brown from the center and one other member. And she told me, Gisela, next morning, you tell them, when you wake up, tell them, rise and shine. I have no clue, you know, what it means, rise and shine. So that's exactly now, you know, after 15 years looking back, you know, so now that's slowly, slowly, that's exactly how you rise and shine, you know, in the morning. As a Buddhist, you know, practitioner, that's what you do, you're what you're supposed to do. You think about precious human life, okay? So that's how the life should be understood. So then, after that, what do you do? Then you try to take essence out of this life. It's so precious, means make this life more meaningful, rather than just make sure these precious things doesn't just slip through your hand by doing nothing. So that's big loss. So see, that's exactly what you know. Life should be understood according to the Buddha's teaching. So then, what else I said this morning? So then, you know, then you are like, then you are, if you are in practice, like if you are a little bit familiar with all other kind of practice, you know, so then you can do, you know, different, you know, according to different vajrayana teachings, you can do different practice. But initial, so what Shantideva, this is one of the Indian masters called Shantideva, in the 8th century, he wrote a book called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. So that book is like widely practiced throughout Tibet, you know. This is like, what do you call it? Here you have the anger management program. So that's like mind management program. The study of books like mind management program. Not just anger, also mind needs to be also managed too. Not just anger. So in that book, Shantideva said, you know, somebody out there even doesn't have dreams to helping themselves. Or never dream about helping themselves. How you can help others? No way. First, we have to have dream how to help ourselves. Then you can help other people, you know. So not having even a dream, just forget about when you're awake instead. Not talking about when you're awake, when you're talking about when you're sleeping. You even don't dream about how to help yourself. And thinking helping others, that's too difficult. You know? So, I've said this many times, not because, you know, I don't think that you don't understand. You probably understood. I'm just simply reminding you, you know. So even though it's like sounds very easy, but that's what I think what people should do, you know, think something positive. Okay? Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy, but we have to put effort. It's worthwhile to effort, you know, think something positive. Otherwise, if you yourself make your life miserable, you know, so at the same time you yourself can make your life happier. If you can make your life miserable, you can make your life happier too. You know, so that's the choice that you make. That's the choice you make. Then you can do, you know, like different types of meditation if you like. You know, you can do 9 round breathing meditations, or you can do 21 breathing meditation, or you can just, you know, focus on your feeling, or you can do walking meditation, or you can just, you know, use your physical movements. So whole idea, you know, is to put your all mental energy into something, or you can think something beautiful. That's what we should think, something beautiful. If you are thinking about somebody, try to think something beautiful, no? It's not easy, but, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. Think something beautiful, well, you know, doesn't have to be holy image. You know, that can be very good meditation. So, this all comes down on the concentrations. The object doesn't really matter. So you can think about a beautiful garden, you can think about a beautiful flower, and so then when you, it's like the video camera, first in the beginning, you try to focus, to get the clear view, try to focus. Once you get perfect focus, you don't move, then you lose the point. If you move, then it's not good. Once you get the perfect focus, then you just leave it there, then continuously, without creating conversation, how are you, what are you doing, all of that, you just stay there. So that's the way to, as to make your mind peaceful, okay, the concentrations. So that's meditation you can do. Then worse come worse, then you sleep. That's the best meditations. That's the meditation I do all the time. I do it very well, and I do it long time. So the monks, they are very good doing their meditations while you are sitting like this. Here, there's a lot of space there. Monastery, everything's like packed like sardine. That you really see it in monastery, not here. You say packed like sardine. When you go to monastery, 5,000 monks, can you imagine when they sit like this? Then you see sometimes there's not enough space. What they do, they ask you to stand up all together. There's 100 people in one line, so now they're all crowded. Maybe some people are kind of like more greedy, they try to extend their pies, extend their feet, they be like this. Actually, you're supposed to sit like this. Then you expand, then there's no people won't fit there. What they do, they ask you to stand up. Then you stand up, then they ask you to sit down simultaneously. Somebody will pop up. So then therefore they have to move somewhere else. So it's so packed, long hour of sitting there. Somehow the slowly you learn very well in this most uncomfortable positions. You sit like there, it looks like they are meditating, actually they are napping. Right in the middle of the line, not too, if you become like this, then trouble, the discipliners. Very gentle, out of compassion. If you go too far, then you, there's like not much distance beyond this other line, so you may not sleep. So then you, so now, unfortunately, one of my friends, he passed away in Taiwan, so he's very good at that. So I can, I was always, kind of amazed at how he napped. Then all of a sudden, then you wake up. You don't wake up like that, You just, then you wake up slow, then you look. Make sure nobody noticed, then you slowly lift up your head. So now, then I've been explaining this, money mantra, this mantra. So, I can say prayer for you. No, you can say prayer for me. If you say something, it is better, and all kind of problems, many kind of problems. So, the money mantra, this has been, done, this practice has been done throughout Tibet. So easy to learn. This is called mantra of compassion. Mantra of compassion. So, I explained this, like a couple of weeks ago at the center. I thought this is very, very, so easy to learn. Just six syllables of manipin. So now, so many, I'm not sure, in our life, there's unknown what we call in Tibetan called parje. Parje means obstacles. The obstacle is also is not easy to understand. So first let me explain this way. There are certain objects. This is called very obvious object, something that you can see. You don't need to explain. This is called prayer wheel explained. This is called obvious object, all that you can see. And there's another object called hidden. Hidden, say, there's three circles. First, there's mountain. Second circle, there's fire. Third circle, there's smoke. So now you are looking at the distance of the mountains. You see, what you see is smoke. And you know, you see mountains. First circle, you see that. The last circle, smoke. What you are not seeing is fire. And you are wondering whether there's fire or not. You are not sure, 100% sure. Or maybe looking at the beach at night, seeing some stream, not knowing whether it's smoke or stream, not knowing somebody comes, you know, there's no smoke because there's no fire. That's called syllogism. Syllogism, so we know there's three circles, you know. So that's called hidden phenomena. You know? So now there's an extremely hidden phenomena. Here you say mystical, mystical. So if somebody asks me, oh, how saying money mantra, how that benefits, my answer will be extremely hidden phenomena. That's going to be my answer. So how you are praying for someone, how it works, extremely hidden phenomena. Practicing patience, or next time you will be very attracted. Being generous, next time you are going to be wealthy. How that happened, extremely hidden phenomena. Oh? So if you ask again, so there's going to be a complicated answer. It's not going to be an easy answer, then has to be long discussion. So, so like this, Om Mani Padme Hum, saying this mantra, you know, how it benefits, you know, it benefits. So, this is called a mantra of compassion. So then compassion is the one what we needed the most. More than temple, more than religion, what we need is compassion. That's what we need. To yourself, to others, know what we need. That's what the world needs, compassion. More compassionate human beings is better for family, for community, for the world, for the whole universe. More compassionate people, that's what we need. So then this money mantra is specifically designed to help out there somebody who is inspired by quality of compassion, the power of compassion. There's, if somebody out there who thinks, oh, there's something very nice to develop, nice to help, so then this mantra will definitely help. In Tibet, throughout hundreds and hundreds of years, every Tibetan people knows this mantra. We don't have special school for them to teach, but they learn from their parents, their friends, community, wherever you are, everybody says, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. So then you say this, then you get benefit. So then when there's some kind of like obstacles, then you say that, and you can, there's a lot of benefits. I'll talk a little bit later, slowly. Now there's not much time. So this morning what I did is like this. Maybe throughout next Sunday, I will explain each syllable with the color, different colors, with some meditations. In the yoga, if you do yoga, you say Om, right? So now this is like more like to do meditation on compassion mantra. When you sit there, when you say Om, there's something to think about. So what, what we should think when we say Om, Om, the first syllable Om, or this now Om, then you can think, the white light radiates, from your body, okay, and reach to all the living beings. So it's like, like snow falling on the hot rock. Minute you touch, it dissolves, something like that. If you have particular in your mind, that some of you are related, or could be your pet, or could be somebody you see at the restaurants, So all of that, you know. So first is going to be two types of compassion, you know. Tandogi ninje, that you wish the person to be free from the suffering. That's called tandogi ninje. The second one is called chobdogi ninje, means that you want to solve the problems. There's two different, make sense? Two types of compassion. First one is just wish to free. The second one is really want to do something, okay? Second one is more putting into action. The first one is just thought, So then you're saying that you have saying here in America, there's the thought that counts. Of course, if there's a thought that counts, the compassion must count too. You know, having also compassion, that counts, okay? What I'm saying is like, compassion without action, that also counts. The compassion with action, called chobdogi, that's better. So you sit there, and you know, when you say om, there's something to think about. No light emitted from your body, and touch all that, you know, like, the minute you touch, it can dissolve. Otherwise, so this more people do this kind of practice, more benefit is there. It's particularly, if you do it as a group, there will be more benefit. Otherwise, you know, sometimes, probably you also hear at the same time, I do hear from people. They come to me, they talk to me. So they look fine. From outside, they look probably fine. When you spend some time talk to them, so many, you know, so it's not just one. So much problems, so many problems in the mind. They seem like there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. What I can do? There's really nothing I can do. So I do know some practice. At that moment, it's situation is so tense. I cannot suggest any practice. The mind is not able to, is not in the positions to take anything. So, and doing, you know, that what you can do, you know, this is the kind of meditation you can do, and just think about them, say some prayers, you know, just hope that somehow it will help, but you know, that's all you can do. So then, that's all you can do, then I think I must do, we must do. There's something we can do, then we must do. So whether it benefits or not, you know, it's all based on so many different causes and conditions, you know. So at least it's not going to harm, that's for sure. 100% of what we know is it's not going to cause more, you know, sufferings. So you can think about that, you know, there's young people, you know, there's particularly young, when you see, you know, young, it's kind of heartbreaking. Of course, there's also many other people who go through that, you know, too. So there's, can you imagine, like, so many people, you know, who's having, you know, difficult in their minds. You can just think about them, you know. In order to develop compassion, you have to think about something, you know, some kind, some form of suffering. Without that, we can generate compassion. So I think we cannot generate compassion just think about cheesecake. I don't think so. You know, so there's nothing to think about cheesecakes, you know. There's no suffering of cheesecake. So that's how you know develop compassion. Think about, if you cannot find anything, think about some part of Africa, the children's. You know, so you see they're just ripped in their body. They're just about to discover the world, not having enough to eat. So you can think something, then it, you know, it gives you, you know, chance to develop compassion. So then you send, you know, you say om, then the light radiates, touch them, you know, ease their, you know, just think, eat this. There's a thought that counts. There's a compassion that counts. So then see, ease, you know. Then if you're doing this all the time, if you're doing this meditation, when you see actual suffering there, you are willing to help. You are willing to help. You know? So whatever way you can help, you can help them. Mm? So then sometime, you know, you are tricked. I say, you're tricked, you're fooled by that, what you can do. So you end up losing thousands of dollars. Somebody just tricked you. That's not your problem. You know, you just give them with whole heart, and turns out they're lying to you. That's their problem. So you just did your part. So you just have to rejoice. So... Yeah, sometimes, you know, people, unfortunately, people do take advantage. But, you know, we shouldn't feel like that we lost something. No, what we did is good. No, so what they did is not good. So they are responsible for their own actions. So you are responsible for your own actions. No. So anyway, so need both wisdom and compassion. In that case, there's not enough wisdom there. So that's why you are fooled by. It's not like you are in a better position, you know, that person is weaker. That you are in the position to help, then you just give. Yeah. So anyway, so then that in particular, that kind of situation, there's no enough wisdom. No enough wisdom. No. So then it's, you know, gets kind of complicated, you know. Group of people, they don't want you to help that person. They don't want you to help that person, and you want. It's all, you know, that's what I'm saying, it's all based on causes and conditions. So then later turns out those people who are helped, who are telling you not to help, they are right. In that case, you know. Anyway, so wisdom and compassion, both wisdom and compassion. So helping one person, then you tell that one person, do you help one more person? You know, so then that's how it, you know, it's like, you know, spread. Okay. So what we can do, we can try. That's all we can do. We can try. So then this first one, that white color, om. So something to think about. Okay, when you say om, so then just like u ma become om. A symbolize body, u symbolize speech, ma symbolize heart or mind. So then when you say om, you are saying body, speech, and mind, pure body, speech, and mind. From there, light, white, light, radiate, reach all these people. In that way, it's safe. It's safe. It's kind of safe. So then when you put in compassion into action, then you really do need some wisdom to know. So, or you should not regret what you do, what you did. You should not regret, you know, even other processes like trick you, fool you. No, it says their problem is not your problem. So, so then I recently heard one story. Somebody is helping homeless people. The person is giving the homeless person $1,000. The way the person did it is like that person probably bought one lottery ticket, probably talked to the gas stations, have to tell the guest, owner of the gas stations, when he comes, tell that he wins lottery. So then, you know, that he got the money. So that the person, very person who got the money, he really wanted to give half of the money to the very person who gave the money. He didn't win lottery. And the person, no, it's all your money. Then he's been crying. That's how you touch. That's how you touch, you know. So that's, I think, wonderful. But they don't show on TV, you know, so unfortunately. So there are very good people in America. People are doing good things, you know. It's not all negative as we think. So with that, I will now stop. Now time's over. So so then, if you can wait here 1 more minute, can you wait 1 more minute? I will say some prayer for your health. So with my faith in this prayer, or this actually is a mantra, you know. People come to me, ask, you know, like about all kind of questions. As I mentioned, there's nothing I can do, really, nothing I can do. So now, what I'm starting to do is like saying these mantras. Whoever hears this mantra, you know, it's like benefit, you know, for your health, you know. Then this kind of sudden mantra is prevent from untimely death. This includes suicidal thought. Just hearing the mantra. So then I decided to say this mantra. So. Whenever I remember at the Sunday class, then I try to say this mantra. Okay, it'll take only 1 minute. Jimmy,
Thank you. Have a nice day. Please enjoy the weather. Yeah.